Thus, it would not enter their heads to tell a great lie, and they would not believe that others could tell such an infamous lie. Indeed, they will doubt and hesitate. Even after learning the truth, they will continue to think there must be some other explanation. Therefore, just for this reason, some part of the most impudent lie will remain and stick, a fact which all great lying artists and societies of this world know only too well, and therefore villainously employ. Hitler was stating that most people are honest and would never tell a great lie. Therefore, it is hard for them to believe that anyone, especially an admired leader, would tell one. This presents a great weapon to unprincipled officials. For example, during the Nuremberg trials, Reichsmarschall Hermann Göring explained how to persuade the public to go to war. He told one of his interrogators, "Why, of course, the people don't want war." That is understood. But after all, it is the leaders of the country who determine the policy, and it is always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it is a democracy or a fascist dictatorship or a parliament or a communist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them they are being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. Conspiracy researchers believe such methodology has been used on the American public. Ubiquitous propaganda remains a prime method for controlling public thought and world views. The use of the public media to frame the issues of the day and bolster support for the government was quickly understood by Hitler and his top lieutenants. It is no coincidence that the Ministry of Propaganda and Enlightenment became so important, or that Hitler was personally closest to Joseph Goebbels, the expert manipulator of mass opinion, explained Professor George Moss, author of Nazi Culture. In America today, there are thousands of persons working in the advertising agencies, public relations firms, and programming departments of the TV networks and cable satellite channels, all under the command of their corporate owners, toiling unceasingly to present the corporate worldview to their viewers. They weave an electromagnetic matrix around our society, which is difficult to break with, even for the most sophisticated and educated. By 2008, six multinational corporations controlled almost everything the average American reads, sees, or hears. The Internet has done a marvelous job of bringing alternative news and information, but only to those who own and can use a computer. Everyone else is at the mercy of the corporate-controlled mass media. A cursory look at the six major media corporations reveals